This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
I wanted to ask you, Neil, last week we had a chat with the CEO of Midsummer. As you know, it's Victoria's longest running and premier LGBTI event. A festival runs over a couple of weeks in January, also includes Pride March. They have sponsorship from News Corp, News Limited. And not just myself, but Tass, we were confused about this and troubled by this, that a news organisation that consistently and regularly publishes cartoons that are divisive, particularly to our community, and that has an editorial policy against marriage equality, 18C, safe schools, an editorial policy. There are writers in those newspapers that don't hold those views. And we were wondering, or we were asking, how can our festival accept sponsorship from News Corp when so many of the values of News Corp are in opposition to our community's expectations? And it's now a matter for discussion in our community, but just wondering what your thoughts on that are, that how can a gay and lesbian festival accept sponsorship from an organisation that doesn't meet the values that we hold dear?
It's a difficult decision for that organisation, but one thing you have to recognise is that, take the sponsorship or not, you're not going to influence the policy and you're not going to change. In fact, as an editor of the newspaper years ago, whenever somebody came to me and said, if you don't do this, we'll pull our money out, we were a struggling newspaper at the Herald, that would galvanise us.
You'd give them two pages.
That's right.
And, I mean, they said they would engage with News Limited on this to try and change their view. Well, perhaps they could ring Rupert, but
Are they anti-marriage equality, are they?
Yes.
They've run a consistent campaign over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and Safe Schools and 18C.
Safe Schools more complex.
It is, yes. Look, it's not just one dimension, but, you know, it's fair to say that News Corp and the News Corp papers will always run a line that is anti-marriage equality, or will go for... For example, Pride March. The Herald Sun would always, the photographer or the pictures that were published were always a picture that was likely to cause spinsters in Moorabbin to grab their pearls.
I doubt that that's really a conspiracy. I think that's probably a news judgment. And you know the saying in newspapers, if you suspect a conspiracy, look for a stuff up.
Yeah.
I think that is an editor somewhere saying, oh, that's a dramatic picture. And if it is offensive, that's a problem. But I think that's the judgment they're making. I don't think they're making a decision there to undermine the credibility of the march or the event.
Really?
No, I don't. I'd be surprised. I've been in... How long? I was in newspapers about 20 years, a little less. I never saw that happen. And I worked for the Herald Weekly Times for several years. I worked for Rupert for a week. But even...
a week?
Well, I got out before he sacked me. I didn't see that happen.
But, Neil, it feels like there's been a consistent campaign to make us look like freaks or something to be looked at and laughed at rather than a celebration of pride and diversity. And that's the difference. And I don't think it's quite a subtle difference either. I mean, there's always photographs of the older fat men or the drag queens or the... Well, you know what I mean.
There's two of us here.
Well, three.
No, we're under. We are under tall for our weight.
Yeah, it's a very old-fashioned approach, if that's right.
It feels like that.
Yeah, but I think that's the point I'm making. There will be groups, your community, other communities, who will feel they're being targeted, and it's probably not intentional. I wasn't aware, maybe I haven't read the editorials closely enough, I wasn't aware they're anti-marriage equality. That's just stupid. I mean, grow up and move on. And they probably will. Even The Australian.
That's a great line. I really like
grow up and move on.
Well, that's... We will. We do. Everybody is.
Yeah.
And they're just behind the times. But look, there's another thing with the cartoons.
Yes.
And a cartoon... to suggest a cartoon that's inoffensive is a contradiction in terms. It's always going to offend somebody. It's going to provoke a reaction. It's going to make an editorial comment. I think, I know you were annoyed by some of the Bill Leake stuff. I think that they were right to publish it. I know it was going to offend people, but it was going to make a point.
But they wouldn't publish my opinion.
Well, that was wrong.
Yeah.
That was wrong. But The Age did.
The Age did.
And nobody reads that.
No. You and I do, that's all. But yeah, cartoons is, yeah, it a cartoon and, you know, any time that you talk about censoring cartoons or controlling them, that's controversial. Oh, but
I censored Tanberg once and I was lucky to survive it.
Yeah?
He hasn't talked to me since, well, barely, and we used to be quite close. There's another element there too, which is the freedom of expression, which is the argument, obviously, around 18C and around Bill Leake, carries with it a responsibility. You don't abuse it. And I've always thought, when I was an editor making... I make these decisions, I suppose, still in my current job, is you balance the damage and the hurt against the benefit. You don't just blunder in and say, I'm going to use that photograph of this man being decapitated, which is going to horrify and shock people, unless there's a really good reason for it.
Yeah.
And I need that really good reason. I will not intrude or use those photographs. And that applies to cartoons. And you can say, okay, that is, you've got every right to draw that and argue that. It's making a strong editorial point, but it goes too far. Now, I think that's the point you're making, isn't it? That they're producing stuff that is hurtful.
Yeah.
To the community.
And, you know, I mean, I was, you know, the Waffen SSM cartoon and last week's cartoon annoyed me, but I'm so disappointed because I can deal with it. But there are people, you know, in my community that can't deal with it.
Mm.
And we had a number of messages last week from people that say, I have some mental health issues and these cartoons don't help. It doesn't help me in dealing with, you know that I'm marginalised, that I feel discriminated against. It doesn't help them. Now, there are some who have written recently that, you know, there was a young boy in suicide in Queensland who took his life, 12 years old. He was being taunted at school about his sexuality. Now, this journalist said News Corp have blood on their hands in terms of their opposition... their unbridled opposition to safe schools. Now, that might be a step too far, but, you know as well as I do, Neil, you know, following even our joint broadcast, that youth suicide in this country is a problem.
No question.
And, you know, News Limited are taking a particular line. Let's be really, really charitable. It's unhelpful. It's unhelpful.
But I have some concerns about parts of the safe schools things. I have concerns about the way it's been managed in some areas. And take Ros Ward out of it. I mean, it's not a personal thing. I don't think she's been a great advocate for it. I think that has frightened people. And it's very difficult to broadcast or to publish for a section of the community that might have mental health issues.
Yes.
Or now, if you accept the broader principle of safe schools, yeah, of course it's good.
Yes.
Because we want to make life better for the people who are in that position and being bullied and threatened and potentially suicidal. Then we talk about how we do it. Now, I think it's fine to say, oh, Ros, and I don't like the way you're doing it for these reasons. Like the principle, let's try and achieve it. And if News Limit is not doing that, then they arguably should be. But you can't... You see, I remember when we did that broadcast all those years ago, I remember being approached by a member of the community who abused me for being on his station.
Yes, I know.
Now, does that mean that you don't do it? You know, I mean, we're mates now, by the way. But how do you... You say, well, no, Neil, you can't come in because there might be one man out there who says you're a homophobe and an idiot and we don't want you in anywhere near Joy.
Mm.
He's entitled to believe that, and he never actually listened to me, but he's entitled to believe that. But do you make a judgment based on offending him?
It's a big call. And I still say, though, that, you know, so much of their editorial direction doesn't take account of the people that are going to be damaged by this. And I understand, yes, broadcasting, you know, I offend people, TAS does, you know, you
we
do.
We all do.
And, you know, if we didn't offend anyone, well, you know, we'd be broadcasting to ourselves. But they do it deliberately. And this is where, for me, you know, I'm deeply troubled by the association with Midsummer, because it's our festival and this is an organisation that goes too far on too many occasions on issues that are important to our community.
So, Maka, what's your view when some members of our community say that this association will actually help to educate News Corp and change some of their values?
They need to type with both hands rather than one, because if they really believe that, they're a wanker. And, you know, Neil knows himself. You're not going to change Rupert Murdoch's view. You're not going to change
Rupert
Chris Mitchell.
Rupert wouldn't have any involvement.
No, but, you know, you're not going to change Boris's view at The Australian. Like, at the end of the day, they know deep in their heart that what they're doing is upsetting people and pissing people off. But what they need to take into account is that that little step further they go, they're actually damaging people.
They believe they're representing a broader audience. They believe they're talking to their majority audience, and that's why I say they're out of date. They'll get over it and grow up.
Yeah.
And I think they'll soon start to realise, and not just them, but people like them, that actually the masses are not with them when they take that sort of stand. The change in attitudes, in marriage equality as a starting point, has been staggering in the past three or four years.
And we see, you know, and I listen to you a lot, so there you go, there's another. And, you know, over the years I've seen the change, how a lot of your demographic, you know, whether it's tradies in the car, or, you know, older women at home, that their view on a lot of these issues is changing. Now, sure, they're still not absolutely accepting on some of them, but they're moving.
Oh, yeah.
They're moving.
And you can always get the religious right.
Oh, yeah,
up
of course.
Fire and brimstone. But then, look, if I was to next week say, OK, I want to talk about marriage equality, what's your view? I'd get the first half a dozen calls. What are we talking about this again for?
Yeah.
Get on with it.
And
what are you worried about?
We're of the same view.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.